Last night's presidential debate allowed President Bush and Senator Kerry to set out their positions and differences on Iraq. They also spoke on other issues of defense and foreign policy. It was not only political discourse, though. It was also television, not just message, but also medium. Elsewhere on today's program, we examine the substance of what was said and the way it was spun by the campaigns. Now, we talk about format and style. Professor Alan Schroeder of Northeastern University has made a study of the genre. He wrote the book Presidential Debates, 40 Years of High-Risk TV. Alan Schroeder, what did you see last night?
Well, I saw why the campaigns were so paranoid in advance about the use of reaction shots and split screens, because what happened was the networks used their own version of the different shots that were available to them to create a visual version of the debate that was not quite what the campaigns had in mind. And I think that it was particularly harmful to President Bush, because in the cutaways of him, you saw him grimacing. He had some sort of strange facial tics. He was blinking a lot. He was fidgeting around behind his lectern, and that was the very sort of thing that the Bush campaign hoped would not be visible to the viewing public.
You have to explain something that's elementary to you here, and that is that if you watched only one channel last night and saw the entire debate through in one channel, you might not have seen the same images or the same presentation of the images that somebody watching another channel would see.
That's exactly right. Each network was able to choose from all the different camera shots that were available and create its own version of the debate. So sometimes you would see a split screen on one network and no split screen on another. So depending on which network you watched, you might have seen a slightly different variation on the theme.
So cutaway shots of President Bush, you say, revealed some things that might be detrimental to him. John Kerry, did you see anything unusual about the shots of him?
No, John Kerry is a more staid person in his presentation, and I think that the staging actually favored him. Even the idea of being behind podiums, Kerry's a very formal man, and so the notion of him behind a podium worked pretty well to that aspect of his personality. With Bush, you also noticed that he was kind of hunched over his lectern. It almost looked like he wished he could push it out of the way and just get on with the debate. Another odd thing to me was this rule that required them to be 10 feet away from each other. You know, you're having a conversation one person to another, and yet you're 10 feet distant. It looked a little odd on television.
They were addressing both Jim Lehrer, who was the moderator, and the studio audience and the television audience. It's a question of where they're actually looking as they're speaking.
Yes, and that seemed a bit unpolished on both sides. At times they'd be looking into Lehrer, at times they'd look into the camera as though speaking to the viewers at home. And it seemed to me as though they hadn't quite prepared for that, and that struck me as peculiar given the extent of the preparations that precede all of these debates.
I've heard it said that there's some research to the effect that people who watch these debates with the sound off have the same reaction, as many are favorably impressed by one or the other, as those who have the sound on. It's the same result. Do you believe in that?
Well, it does seem plausible to me that if you were listening and not watching, you might come away with a different perception of what happened. And I think that last night's debate is a good example of that, because if you were watching President Bush, it was actually rather distracting to see him react the way that he did. And I think that in radio, of course, obviously that would not be an issue whatsoever. So the visual piece of this is so important, and it's usually taken into a stronger account than it seemed to be last night. I was surprised that Bush's handlers had not prepared him a little better for the idea that, look, you're out there on a stage, that camera can be on you at any point, and you never know when they're going to be taking a shot of you, therefore you have to be ready. Bill Clinton used to actually practice his reaction shots so that if he was caught not speaking but just in a reaction shot, he'd look good.
Alan Schroeder of Northeastern University, author of Presidential Debates, 40 Years of High-Risk TV. Thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.